Well, I got my hair cut. This RSI thing must have some upsides, I suppose. I spent the day not typing. I've avoided keyboards, I've avoided mice, I've avoided my iPad and my iPhone. In an effort to completely rest my typing muscles and be back at work doing my job tomorrow and able to type. I have the awful feeling that's not going to be the case. I have the feeling I'm going to be spending most of tomorrow talking to the BBC's Occupational Safety and Health Department and trying to get myself sorted out to the point where I can mitigate the issue. I've had this sort of thing before, and a Moltron keyboard pretty much sorts me out. But the Space Alien keyboard is in Gateshead, and I'm in Ealing, and I have code to implement, and I've got a talk to write for Yapsi, and I've got the code that I'm supposed to be talking about at Yapsi to write, and I've got the slides to produce, and I've got to make sure it makes sense. I think I'm going to have to resort to a chalkboard. Luckily, the other talk that I'm giving at Yapsi, the one I'm giving at OSCON as well, I have slides, it's written, there's no code associated, but still, you know, bollocks. I also had a bloggy rant to write, so here goes with that on Audioboo, yay! On the way home this evening, I saw an advert for the new Bill Bryson book, and thought, well, maybe I'll get that on the iPad, it's the sort of book that would read really well there. Turns out Bryson's book aren't yet on the iBook store, but... I'll pick another book from the front page there, the Michael Lewis's The Big Short. A fantastic book, which illustrates the point I'm trying to make, possibly even better than the Bryson book will. The Big Short hardback book lists at £25. I can get the e-book from the iBooks store for £15.99, or I can go to Amazon and get it in 3 days' time for £12.50. So I have to wait for it to be shipped. The thing is that even if I'm stuck paying for the list price or close to it, which is what I actually paid for the physical book, I get so much more value from that than I would from the £14.99 ebook. I can read it. My wife can read it. My dad can borrow it from me. It's the sort of thing that he's interested in, but not sufficiently interested in to buy the book. But he would get a value from it. And when we've all finished reading it, I can give it to Books for Amnesty, and they can sell it for £5 and use that to help prisoners of conscience overseas. If it's a first novel by someone who's obviously going to be huge, I can put it away for a few years and sell it on as an investment then. Somewhere I have a signed first edition of Terry Pratchett's Equal Rights. It was a tiny print run. It was a very early book of his. It is already worth a fortune. When and if I sell it, it will more than pay for all the other hardbacks I bought in that period by authors who did not become as famous and successful as Sir Terry. I have several that by authors who did become famous and successful, but not as famous and successful as Sir Terry, and they will also help retroactively finance my hardback book habit. I understand. And publishers will tell you that paper and distribution are the smallest aspect of the cost of the hardback book. That actually it's the cost of editing, the cost of royalties, what you've got to pay the author, blah, 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 blah. But the problem is that actually the paper, the physical thing, is what gives the book the value. Because that paper, that physical thing, is something that has value to me and the people who I lend it to, the people who get value from it, the 4, 5, 6 readers of that physical book, the cost is amortized over those people. Ebooks, you can't do that. Ebooks are yours, they're tied to you, you can't pass them on. So you have to price them in a way that reflects that. And saying, oh, well, you know, let's price it for two. No, bollocks, 4 people. You need to get it down to at least a quarter of the price of, certainly for popular fiction, some ludicrous, what seems like a ludicrously low to a publisher price, because you need all the 4 people who would have read the hardback book to buy their own copy for it to make sense. Textbooks are brilliant on the iPad. Project Gutenberg books are brilliant on the iPad. The iPad is a brilliant environment to read in, but until the publishers wake up, smell the coffee, and stop being fucking idiots on pricing, nobody is going to buy their product.